The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, filling in today. Special guest host here on a Friday, live out at Hawktree Golf Club with Matt Nadeau. He's the general manager and golf pro. Now, Matt, I don't know if you know this or not. Oh, by the way, the doors are opening at 10 o'clock, so pretty soon here, pretty soon. Coming up in the second half of the program here, we're going to have a conversation with the Cole, actually, about Cole. Look at that. We're going to talk about Cole. Maybe I'll see if they can talk about the black sand out here at Hawktree. We'll see if I can remember that or not. Taking a look at some of the wait staff and some of the people in the lounge, and I might just go hang out in the lounge for a while. Of course, it's called the Hawk's Nest, right?
It is the Hawk's Nest.
Okay, grill,
yes.
I want to make sure we get the 19th hole named correctly here, that type of thing. Let's talk about some of the traditions. Let's talk about some of the golf tips, if you want mine, because what I do during my day job is the Crude Life. We're a non-political oil and gas energy news brand, actually, and so a lot of what we do is work with other radio stations and newspapers and magazines where we produce news. And I'll tell you what, as much as the barbecue is tied to oil and gas, so is golf. I mean, oil and gas executives from all over have been to Hawktree. I know, because they've told me that. CEOs from Houston, from Denver, from Dallas, from Midland, Texas, you name it, they know about Hawktree. So let's tease them a little bit. Let's talk about some of the reasons that people are coming out here. Oil and gas, like I said, they do a lot with golf. And you mentioned the corporate rates before, right? Let's Correct. Talk about that a little bit, because I want you to talk to my oil and gas crowd. I mean, hey, sell yourself a little bit, because the Bakken is coming back. And so is some other industries, and you know, whether it be the technology side with the blockchain and Bitcoin and all these different things. But we're starting to see more out-of-state corporate people, because airline travel is, you know, we got private jets. Private jets are $60,000 now, and you just put them out in a private jetway, and there you go. There's your new car.
Yeah, obviously the oil and gas is huge in North Dakota here, and any of the businesses. We're, like we talked about, being recognized nationally with all these awards. It is a destination. We get calls all the time, people around the country, people that want to play a golf course in all 50 states. They see us on the map, and they're like, yeah, we want to come and play there. As far as the corporate membership, yeah, we offer a couple of different packages to suit their needs. We offer advertisements on our GPS units on the golf cart. And obviously golf as a history has...
What's this GPS? Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, we'll get back to the golf and the history, but what is this GPS thing?
Yeah, the GPS units on the carts definitely improve the efficiency of our business, because we can track the carts and make sure they're running properly and check pace of play and whatnot. But there's advertisements that are available. We call it AdSmart on the units, and you can advertise for the entire round or half the round or certain holes. We use it a lot during our charity and corporate events.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't even realize something like that was there. But so when we're talking about the integration or the relationship of really, you know, we're saying oil and gas, but really it is corporate. Let's just talk about, you know, the corporations, or whether it be the trade shows, or whether it be, you know, like I know the Petroleum Council and the Soybean Council and a lot of these different councils, they come out here and they'll do different events and that sort of thing. You've got the Hawk's Nest. Talk to me about how somebody can maybe rent the place. Do you guys do weddings and that sort of thing too?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I mentioned Ann before, our food and bev manager. You can contact her on hawktree.com or call the golf club here. She'd love to take care of you. We had a huge Easter brunch. We've done the proms. We've done the graduations. We've got some weddings scheduled this summer. A lot of stuff going on.
All right, so let's talk some tips here. All right, so this is let's talk some golf tips for the average person out there, or maybe the seasoned professional that could always use a little bit more of a tip here. All right, so if I'm going up to the tee box and it's a par four, did I say that right? The tee box?
Yep, tee box.
Right, so far, so good. What's the first thing I should know? Just a basic tip at the tee box. I'm taking out my wood. My driver, mine's still made of wood.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go get new clubs. Tip number one.
Yep. No, we still call them woods, even though they're made out of metal. Yeah, no, everybody gets the big dog in their hands, and they want to tee it high and hit it as far as they can. And
should I get the extension on the tees? I see that they got foot-tall tees now and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. You probably don't want to tee it much higher than the top of your club. But
okay.
The biggest thing is people get that club in their hands, and they just want to wail away. And what they really need to do is just relax and try and make a smooth swing, and they're going to make a lot better contact. And contact equals distance.
How about the knuckles? Are the knuckles supposed to be lined up in a line like in baseball?
Yeah, well,
because it helps with the wrist swing.
Yeah, the grip's probably the most important thing of the game. We teach everybody to grip the club in their fingers. And try and get those V's from their thumb and index finger pointing towards their right shoulder.
Okay, and then so let me go a step further here, because I want to tease some people and try to get them into perfecting their swing. I mentioned before that the baseball line up your fingers, so like it's in a straight line. One of the things they always told us in baseball is it's about the wrist and the hips. Okay, it's that sort of thing. It's not about how big you are.
Yep.
And when I take a look at these golfers, Tiger Woods, he was a little beanpole for a while, man. He wasn't a big, he wasn't Macho Man Randy Savage by any means. So,
right.
What is it about golf that makes it so that it is has not, size doesn't matter, I guess.
Yep. And like I said, there you keep bringing up baseball, and you should, because there's so many similarities as far as controlling the bat with your big muscles, with your hips, and trying to get yourself cleared so you can square up that club face at the bottom, and that produces the better contact and distance.
And where do you want to hit on a club? Is it dead center? Is that where you really want to, like a bullseye?
Yeah. Well, okay. And you talked about your driver being made out of wood. The old saying was hit it on the screws, because there were actually screws in the center of the face. So yeah, the center is best.
I got to take a look and see if I have those. Hawktree Golf Club is where we're at right now. It's opening at 10 o'clock here in about a half hour. General Manager, Golf Pro Matt Nadeau is with us. We're just going over a couple golf tips here before we hand it off to talk some coal here on Super Talk, Talk of the Town. Jason Spies sitting in today. All right, so I'm on the green, but I'm not on the green. I'm on that fringe area. Do I use a little pitching wedge, or should I just go ahead and grab the putter? Can I even use the putter?
Yep. Any time you can putt, because your worst putt will probably be as good as your best chip.
That's what I thought, too. I got yelled at once because I was about 4 foot from the green. I grabbed my putter out, and you're like, you can't do that. I said, watch me.
Yeah, I've seen people putt from the sand trap and have some success with it. So
sand trap. I use the hand wedge in the sand trap. No mulligan there either, baby. Well, all right. Let's see. So have you got any specials in terms of here in the Hawk's Nest that we should know about? Any? Do you guys do like happy hours, anything like that? I guess.
Yeah, we have a brand new menu.
Okay. Oh, great.
And put that together, some great new items. Obviously, we've got several beers on tap. The ladies are great at mixing cocktails. Got a great patio here with one of the best views in all of North Dakota.
I'm sitting here right now, and I'm taking a look at bodies of water, just some great landscape, kind of ups and downs of hills. Taking a look at some of these coal sand traps, et cetera. This is just a great, gorgeous sight. Come on out, and just have lunch. Come on out, have a cocktail, have a root beer if they have that. Who knows? Maybe they do. I'm not sure. I just threw that in there because I wanted to throw something non-alcoholic in there. And we're out here at Hawktree, and you should be too. Matt Nadeau, thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing some of that tip knowledge you have, some of that because do you do private lessons, by the way?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. The best way to get good at golf is lessons and practice. And give me a call. Love to have you out and teach you a few things and hopefully improve your game.
Doors open at 10 o'clock. And what do you have a phone number, by the way? We might as well give out the phone number if you got that handy.
Yep. The phone number to the golf club is 701-355-0995.
Call and make a tee time, folks. It's opening up. Hawktree Golf Club. My name is Jason Spies.